This is the VOA Special English Health Report. When parents go to work, their young children often spend the day in childcare. That contact with other children can make it easier to get sick. But new research suggests that this might have a protective effect a few years later when children start school. A research team looked at data from a large study. That study followed the health of a group of Canadian children for almost their first 10 years of life. Sylvana Côté at the University of Montreal led the research team. She says some of the children were more likely to get sick from the kinds of infections commonly passed around a daycare center. But, she says, these children were also more likely to avoid infections when they entered elementary school a few years later.
Children who started childcare early, that is, before 2.5 years, and who attended childcare where there were a large group of children, they have lower rates of infections than children who either never went to daycare or children who went to small group daycare.
Sylvana Côté says her study was not really designed to explain why children who started daycare early with many other children had fewer infections later. But she says there is a non-medical reason why getting sick early might be better. It reduces the risk of having to stay home from school.
We argue in the paper that, you know, missing school when you're starting to read or when you learn to write may be more problematic for the future academic trajectory than missing daycare days.
The research appears in the Archives of Pediatric and Adolescent Medicine, a journal of the American Medical Association. Some diseases can be prevented by vaccines. This month, the World Health Organization launched the first vaccine ever developed for Africa. The vaccine is designed to provide 10 years of low-cost protection against meningococcal A. This bacterial form of meningitis can cause brain damage and death. Major epidemics strike Africa every 7 to 14 years. Children and young adults are the hardest hit. Last year, an outbreak across sub-Saharan Africa killed more than 5,000 people. The WHO says as many as 450 million people across Africa are at risk from meningitis. The new vaccine is called MenAfriVac. It can be given to children as young as 1, which is earlier than vaccines currently used to fight meningitis epidemics in Africa. Health workers launched the new vaccine in Burkina Faso in West Africa. There are 25 countries along Africa's so-called meningitis belt from Senegal to Ethiopia. The hope is that people in all 25 countries will be protected against the disease by 2015. And that's the VOA Special English Health Report. I'm Steve Ember.